Yes, hi, this is Andrea from XPO. We thought you gave us a call earlier. We're just giving you a call back.
Hey, technician Derek here, and I got an order for you.
Okay, sure. What's that work order number?
Hold on one second.
All right.
This order is 078 Delta Delta Charlie 9 Delta.
Okay, thank you. One
Or
moment, please.
David.
All right. However way works. Okay, and this is for Stephen Holes.
Yes.
Okay, not going to help you with this work order.
Now, if you see the notes on this order, so the issue is that here's the issue. Let me explain the issue. The issue is that I actually dialed the wrong customer's number. I had two customers that live in the same city. I dialed the wrong customer number en route. My stops were all by each other, so I was less than 30 minutes away from the stop. So I called the wrong customer. I got to the customer home, the customer who, Steve, no one's home. It was about 11:50. His time frame starts at 12. I called him. He told me that you didn't give me a 30-minute call ahead. I said, Steve, you're absolutely right. I said, I explained to him. I said, but Steve, that doesn't change the narrative of that your time frame starts at 12. Okay, I didn't give you the call ahead, accidentally called the wrong customer, but your time frame starts at 12, and it's about to be 12. He said, well, I'm with my customer now, and I don't know how long that's going to take, and then I'll be to you. So I'm going to wait. You're going to penalize me for not giving you the call ahead. So I called in the XPO. It should be notes on there. The customer was escalated. That should be in the notes. The customer keeps calling me back. Here's my problem. He keeps calling me after he talked to XPO. And I explained to him again, but he's demanding and irate, telling me what I'm gonna do. And so I'm the supervisor of this operation here, and I know code. I've been doing this for 8 years. I know code, I know protocol, and I'm not gonna get involved with the irate customer. Right, so I definitely want that documented. And then I think the young lady explained to him what to do. I'm not sure, but I know she did because it's on a recorded line. And so I just don't want him to continue to call me. I actually blocked him. I texted him sometimes by, and I blocked him. Now, here's the thing. I offered him tomorrow. I to him, and he refused it. So I don't know what to do. The customer was not at home. That's documented. And I'm just documenting this, but I do have another actual work order that needs to be addressed after that.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to make a few notes in here. So, yeah, I do see the notes that the customer just wasn't very happy with everything. I guess upset because of the technicality, the mystery. I guess he's just upset over just the technicality when still you're still in the right with this.
He's upset because he didn't get the 30-minute call ahead that still wouldn't have made him at home at 12 o'clock. He had no plan on being at home at 12 o'clock because he expected us to call, you know, later in the evening. If we're being truthful, but we ain't got to go that far.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Well, I'm just going to make a few notes on this. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And were you still at the customer's home just now?
No,
you'd already left.
They gave me the okay to leave and everything.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because for the trip charges.
He called my phone.
Okay. All right. Making a few notes on here.
He realized to put his foot in his mouth. He put his foot in his mouth, and now he can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, just take an L. Just take an L on a day. Yeah, I'll kind of get tomorrow, but yeah, that probably would have been better for him, but I don't know.
Tomorrow would have been.
Yeah, that's pretty good to be able to get something next day if you're not able to take care of today, because I know if he's busy at work, he doesn't want to necessarily take time off of work.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, ma'am, you know what? Sorry about that. That was the other lady from XBL calling back. So everything's squared away with that order.
Okay.
She talked to her supervisor. Supervisor agreed with me. But I do got another order for you, though.
Okay. All right, let me finish up notation. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. You keep your notes.
All right. Yeah, I always want to make sure everything's notated, just to make sure everything's covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta cover ourselves, and you know, this was just a situation where it should have been handled. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it's too much stress for this type of situation.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm ready for the next one.
It's gonna be 078 Alpha Alpha 904.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, I ain't had nothing above that though for this one. He's about a
okay.
Thing,
all right, and this is for Lauren Francis.
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help you with this one?
Okay, this is a delivery only of dishwasher. The issue is that the unit comes with a 3/8 stainless steel line. And the customer's plumbing is not compatible. The customer has 5-inch plumbing. So she would need someone to come out to modify her plumbing in order to get that dishwasher. So we just delivered it to her garage.
Okay. What type of line did she say the customer had?
In the kit that she buys, it comes with a 3/8 stainless steel line. So both connections are 3/8 male. And
oh, okay.
They go into a female 3/8, but the 3/8, the lady, she had 5/8. Her plumbing was way off.
Okay.
We explained it to her, me and my partner, we explained it to her thoroughly, and she understands.
Okay. All right. And the customer will have to have their own plumber make the modification so that it will work.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you said the plants were left in the customer's garage?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And had you reached out to DOD yet?
No, I just called you.
Okay.
If you do that, you're going to need a brief call and the notes, actually.
Okay. You don't need to send the line. Okay. All right.
No.
I'll go ahead and get the brief code for you for that one. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And anything else, Derek?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling XPL and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.